two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I've watched Scott Mitchell autograph quite a few things in my day. That's the first time somebody came in and asked if he would autograph a donut for him. No, we have a gentleman just walked in with some of these jerseys, with a couple of jerseys. I'm going to make him show them to us, though, while we're on the air here. So he's got a bag. It looks like a nice-ish bag as well. A couple of University of Utah jerseys. Let me see here. So we've got Oh, that one's kind of an interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Now, hold on a minute.
Oh.
The number 32.
That's Jamal Anderson?
Is that Jamal Anderson? I don't even know what brand jersey that is.
Weddle.
Oh, it's an Eric Weddle jersey.
Are you wondering what it's about? Is it authentic, or do you know what it's about? What's your name, by the way? Anthony?
That's Anthony.
We've got Anthony down here.
So we got Anthony coming in, has an Eric Weddle jersey.
Oh, you've never seen that brand name?
I hadn't either. So
this looks like an off-brand.
This brand of a jersey I've never seen before, but it's a nice stitch jersey. You should at least sign
Coliseum. It. Coliseum.
Hey, you should, Scott, you should sign it like your Eric Weddle.
Should I?
put Eric Weddle's John Hancock on the back. That's a jersey I've never seen
before. No, I've never seen that
before. It's got the red shoulders, but then like the white arms. And then the white regular part of the jersey. I've never seen that brand of a jersey either. It looks like
a
hockey.
Yeah, the logo,
Looks like a hockey sweater as well, but it's really well made. Huh. Yeah. You know what you got yourself there? Something to take down to, what's that thing called?
Pawn Stars.
The Pawn Stars. And you go,
yeah.
And then that guy goes, looks authentic, looks like it'd be worth a lot of money. Best I can do is 14 cents on that jersey. Best I can do. That's pretty cool, though. Come down and get yourself a G2G bar. Come down and get yourself a donut. Come down and see the Jamal Anderson, Eric Weddle.
Eric Weddle.
I don't remember Eric Weddle being a 2X, though.
Yeah, that seems a little large
for
him.
That's all right. Okay. All right. Scott, we got a lot to jump into. We got some things going on. Brett Yormark of the Big 12 Conference, commissioner of the Big 12 Conference, making waves, of course, in his first go as the guy making decisions as the commissioner in the Big 12. He had some interesting things to say, and I wanted to bring a couple of them up. I don't want to miss on anything that has to do with anything about conference realignment, about conference expansion, about conference anything. Any adjustments, boom. I want to see what's going on here. Brett Yormark says the league has a plan and still wants to be a national conference. Quote, "We have some guiding principles when we think about expansion. I mean, it's all strategic," says Yormark. Quote, at the top is academic alignment and leadership and cultural fit and geography and athletic performance and the upside that a potential institution has that they would bring if they potentially join the Big 12. So there's a lot of things in there, Scott. Ready? Top of the list is academic alignment. True or false? Can you call BS on that, or do you think he's being 100% honest?
Here's what I like about Brett Yormark.
Because if that's their their goal, there's some schools they need to kick out immediately from their conference.
Of course, yes. But let me just say this. Brett Yormark. Brett my Yark.
Stupid. I walked right into that one, didn't I?
Here's the thing. He is owning this. Like he has.
He's going after
He them. Has 1,000%, 1,000% drunk the Kool-Aid of the Big 12.
He's not drinking the Kool-Aid. He's making it.
Well, yeah,
he's definitely making it.
Well, he's made it and he's drunk it and he believes it. And it's that pathological liar that just totally. If I say this enough, I'm gonna say it into reality. Okay, I guarantee you, there is no freaking way on anyone's planet that academic alignment is in the top five of the most important things in the Big 12.
That's not true.
That is so true. Don't even give me this.
I don't even know if academics is at the top of the list in the Ivy League currently. For them, if they're thinking about expanding, that might be the only one where it still sticks.
Yeah.
But when somebody goes
Stanford and Cal. There you go. So it's Stanford and Cal. Academic alignment's a bigger deal in the Pac-12 than it is the Big 12.
Now we've heard that, I even think in the Pac-12 when you're going, like when you're really thinking about self-preservation, when you're really thinking about partnerships going forward, they won't go, yeah, but are you an R1 research institution?
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, they're not there. That's not the question they're asking anymore. It was the one that people...
In the Big 12, they don't even know what R1 institution means.
Like, are you an AAU?
Are you an R2-D2 institution? Or are you a CP3O? Whoever. See, that's the thing. You can't even get the numbers out of the name.
CP3O.
CP3? Who's that?
C3PO.
CP3.
No.
Chris Paul.
C3PO.
C3PO.
Yeah, you got to say it like it's a foreign language.
C3PO.
C3PO.
Listen. Huh? Let's go to the next one. What? Okay.
So we have academics is number one.
Yes.
Okay, what's the next one?
Leadership.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. That's just one of those tradition, honor.
Honor, you just say it. Yeah, yeah.
Sacrifice.
You're just saying
look,
it.
Here's
tradition, toughness, spirit, honor.
Tell me.
Oh, there's Will.
Yeah. Hmm?
Tell me. What's cultural fit? What is the culture of the Big 12?
No, you can cook.
There's no culture whatsoever.
You can cook a good brisket. That's where the cultural kind of like matchup is for the Big 12.
Yeah, and that goes over in like, well, I was going to say West Virginia. They don't cook brisket.
No, but that's
West
what
Virginia.
I'm saying. When you say cultural fit, it's so all over the place.
That's the culture of the Big 12. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a hot mess. That is the culture of the Big 12. They're everywhere. They're everywhere and they're nowhere. And they're like,
ooh, I would eat a salad called the hot mess, and that's what this is. The Big 12,
right,
is basically just a
hot mess everywhere,
hot mess
and nowhere,
everything.
Nowhere.
But it's very tasty.
Nowhere.
It's now, got a lot going on.
Now, geographic alignment. Give me a freaking break. Geographic. Let's just grab a team up here in West Virginia, and we'll go down to Florida somewhere. We'll just get anyone.
The geography anywhere that they said was nationwide. So when he says geographic alignment, he's saying. if it's in, if it's technically, he's like, I'll even bring Puerto Rico in. I don't care. Like, let's.
Right.
Are they a territory?
Do they have a college team down there?
If you don't need to have a passport to travel there, you could be in the Big 12 conference. That's our new thing. It's like, dude, what are our requirements for getting the Big 12?
Now they're trying to go to Mexico. Maybe they're even going beyond.
When they say academics are important, they go, what'd you get in the ACT? Oh, man, I don't. I can't remember. It's like, well, we'll work on that. We'll work on that.
You get a 12 for putting your name on. Anything above a 12, we'll accept.
Right. Do you have a passport? We'll take you. We will take you. Because I don't think what was the next one? Okay, so you have geographic alignment. That doesn't make any sense, too, because he, in the same breath, said that they want to be a national conference. They want to be a national force across this. So right now, I mean, there are teams in their conference right now that just don't sound like that. They sound like they don't even qualify for the current setup of what Brett Yormark is talking about with this conference.
So here's the telltale sign. The last thing.
Mm.
Well, it's actually, there's two more things.
Okay,
but now they're saying athletic performance. We're interested in athletics and culture and fit and geography.
It's almost like they pulled
and
it out
then,
of the sky.
And then we worry about athletic performance. Give me a break.
What's the one listed
this
after?
Is a business. This is the business of college football. End of discussion. That's what conferences are aligned by. Don't give me basketball. I don't want to hear it. Fine, basketball. You can be anywhere and play basketball. You can be in like nowhere, Spokane, Washington, and have an amazing basketball team. It doesn't matter. College athletics, the moneymaker is football. Conference alignment is all about football. Don't give me this crap about anything else.
Don't give
and I want crap. I want good teams. I want good – because the TV deal, the TVs are – people are already saying that. We want to get rid of schools that aren't very good. We want to just throw them off. We don't want them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you tell me that Brett Yormark is out there. Let's just pick everyone up. Let's pick every time zone. Let's pick anyone who breathes, walks, and gets 13 on an ACT. We're taking you.
But I'll tell you, academics is super important to us. Super important. Like, if you can remember the whole thing, do you remember what the whole thing was, too? It was like, did you get past the NCAA clearinghouse? Remember that? That was the thing. That was the question people asked. Did you get past the NCAA clearinghouse? Were you able to get past it? It does seem like a lot of contradictory statements, right? Where you go,
okay, and here's the last one.
So you had athletic performance was almost dead last. What's the other one?
The upside potential of the institution.
Okay. What's that? I mean?
Like, if you're a smart businessman, you don't go, what's the potential of this? I don't want you, don't get into a relationship for the potential. Oh, she might be a good-looking girl someday. I mean, she has the potential because, right. You know, she's female.
Yeah,
you know, not a lot of teeth, not a lot of hair, but you know, hey,
but
academic prowess,
and geography aligned with me.
She got a 14 on the ACT.
Geography wise is aligned with me because we're in the same room,
right?
So there's that. So the standards
don't
are
give
low.
Me potential.
Okay,
don't give me potential.
But what does that mean? What does that mean? What's a team right now with a lot of quote unquote potential? Potential upside.
Houston.
But, like, technically.
Oh, you mean that's not in the conference?
Well, yeah. No, but I just mean in general.
Okay.
Like,
Boise State, Fresno State.
Do those have a lot of potential? Or have they already lived kind of, like, in my mind, I go, no, those aren't long-term solutions.
Right.
And those aren't academic institutions.
I'll bet they get higher scores than 13 on the ACT at Boise State. I'll bet that's a fine academic institution.
I'll lay off.
Let's
of
call
the Broncos,
Bam Bam the
RV man.
The RV man to see what the average ACT score.
I'll lay off of the easy low hanging fruit that is making fun of the academics of Boise State today.
Oh, okay.
Because they also have other issues. That among those being when you just say well geographically aligned, they're in the same time zone as one or two of the teams that are in your conference. Is that what you're saying? What's the standard for that? Do you want a bunch of teams that are actually close to each other, or you just want so many teams in your conference that you're able to go, we are a worldwide conference. We're all over the place.
Here's the problem with potential, okay? The problem is right now there's no more talent, right? The talent is already out there. The talent has been dispersed in these schools. So you think magically because you're going to bring this school to your conference – that they're just all of a sudden going to be good.
Yeah.
I don't know
Adding just for the sake of adding is not good.
Because it's not bringing new talent.
Right.
You're still going to have to go out, and you're going to have to steal talent from the people who have it. And you're saying just because you have more teams, that's going to be the thing that really draws people to your conference. Are you going to say, well, we really emphasize academic alignment and leadership and culture, and that's going to shift all of the talent from Georgia and Alabama and the SEC, and it's just going to go flooding into the Big 12 or any of these other conferences. It ain't going anywhere. It is not going anywhere. The only way it's going to happen is, can you give me an opportunity to play where I believe I can get to the NFL and you're going to pay me a lot of money? That's the only way so you can talk about alignment, you can talk about guiding principles, you can talk about all this junk. The only thing that's going to matter, can I get to the NFL, can I play, and am I going to get paid? End of discussion. Okay. I don't care about academics. I don't care. I'll go anywhere. DJ, I'll go to Corvallis, Washington if I have to.
That's actually in Oregon?
No, I'm just using that as an example of a player.
You called it Corvallis, Washington.
Did I say Washington?
Yeah.
Did I really?
I think that just shows you.
Wow.
I think that just shows you.
Never said I never said academics was my strong suit, Alex.
No, I know that's good. No, but I could also see DJ Ungalele going, okay, I made my decision. I'm going to Corvallis, Washington, everybody, to play for Oregon State.
And he got there. He goes, wait, this isn't Washington?
Hold on.
I'm in the wrong place.
I know I was playing for Oregon State, but I was pretty sure this is in Washington, isn't it?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We have our what are the odds going into the weekend here. We also have a Captain Obvious coming up next hour.
Captain Obvious.
Matt Biamonte from Cougar Sports Saturday is going to be joining us.
Wait, is he Captain Obvious?
Matt can a lot of times rack focus onto the important stuff and kind of point out the very obvious to you. So, yes, he could be that. But that's coming up in just a little while. Stay with us, 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.